Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I see you've been in business, it's been since 2017, is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Our volume was double last year, or this year what it was last year, and last year was a great year. So this year was just stupendous. And that's what I'm thinking for next year. This might not be a bad idea. because I've got to grow. I was up 100% this year. I've got to grow again. So I may need to. I'm doing that without advertising. I haven't been advertising. I just word of mouth. And, well, Sherwin-Williams puts my name out a lot, and I've got some, I do full-time contracting work for two different businesses that do remodel.
And what do you think changed, you know, for such a you know, a slowdown?
A slowdown?
Did I understand you correctly?
I doubled my business. Yeah. I'm up 100% over last year.
Oh, wow.
100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got that backwards. I thought what you said was you were like that last year and now you it's half of that. Okay.
No, last year was a great year, and then this year was I'm up 100% over last year. I mean,
wow.
It's crazy what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Congratulations, first of all. You know, I'm sure a lot of businesses would like to be in that same position. So, I mean, good for you. Good for you. And so what are you exactly looking when it comes to the marketing side? Are you looking to get more work or what do you currently do now?
What I want is to get my name in.
Okay.
So, If I I've just now thought about this, you know what? I don't want to have a 30-mile radius, advertised on Google.
Okay.
I told her I did. I want to be inside of Kingsport, Bristol, and Johnson City, and Jonesboro, and Elizabeth. That's what I want to advertise to.
Do you know a little bit about what the mile radius is to that?
There are differences. So you're 20 miles, maybe 20 miles. Okay. But
okay.
I want to include, 20 miles would be fine. It should include Bristol zip codes.
Okay.
I don't know how you all do it with advertising on the internet.
So the nice thing is that we can go up to 50 miles, but obviously not everybody goes up to 50 miles. So what I would do on your end is I would target the specific locations that you're looking for. So you can tell me cities, zip codes, or counties, and we can just target those individually so they would be better for you. Go ahead.
That's what I was wanting to do, yeah.
Perfect. So we can absolutely set up your campaign that way. You know, our listings, they are exclusive too. So when we start working with you, we do close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. So these are calls that are going to go directly to you. Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. We give you about 15 keywords, which are going to be the services that you offer. Anytime anybody is looking for one of these keywords in your area, that's when your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. It's where that local map section is. Now, we take care of you also on Bing, and we also take care of you on Facebook side. So on Facebook, we do run Facebook ads for your business. And it's direct target marketing. So it's that same concept as Google. Somebody's on the web looking for one of your services. They later go on Facebook. There's going to be an ad that pops up for your business, and they're going to be able to click to call you directly. And all of this is tracked through a dashboard. Now the dashboard is going to show you how many calls you've gotten, how many people are looking for you, the location these people are looking for you from, your keywords. You can always change those up as you need to or as you please. So all of that is tracked on the dashboard. Now, for our pricing, it is a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service with no contract, and it's a flat rate of $249 per month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of the programming, So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Take my credit card and just put it on file?
Well, I'm actually first going to get your business info, set up a time for you to meet with our onboarding team since they do go over everything. Now, just to go over the timeline as well so you do understand, for Facebook ads, you're looking at about 7 to 14 days. For your first page placement, it's about 30 to 45 days. I have seen it done sooner. You do have a Google business profile as well, so it should be done sooner, but we do like to give that timeline so you are aware of about how long everything's going to take. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me make sure I have your information correct. Clay, I have spelling C-L-A-Y, just like the business. Is that correct?
Correct.
I would assume your last name is Cooper as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your email address?
Well, it's claycooper67@icloud.com.
Okay.
It's different than the website's email. I don't want to be advertising the website's email. I need to get it off of there because I have missed customers emailing
okay.
me.
Do you have access to this website?
I do. I can get in there.
Okay.
I've got somebody that's managing the website. So I need to call them and get that taken off.
And get it done. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. And now this phone number, the one that ends in 5848, is this the number that you want
mm-hmm.
your clients to be calling you on as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And company name, Clay Cooper Painting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clay Cooper Painting, yes.
Perfect.
ClayCooperPainting.com. ClayCooperPainting.com should always be listed with Clay Cooper Painting. So
yes, I see your domain. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. Go ahead. You want it to be? Please let me know.
I just want it to be very visible. If you know, I guess what you're going to do is put my website, already made website, in the first place on Google listing is when they type in a keyword, and my website will come up. Is that how it's done?
It's actually going to be your Google business profile that's going to pop up on that first page. It's where the local map section is. So your website is on, it's currently on your Google business profile as well, which is technically what we would do so your clients can see your website. That's okay, right? Or do you not want your website on your Google business profile?
You're the pro.
I would put it on. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
I'm
good.
A pro painter. You're a pro advertiser. So.
Yeah, it's just, you'd be surprised. You know, I've come across certain requests that don't make any sense to me, but hey, you got to do what the client wants, right? So I just wanted to verify. Okay. So for business address, I have 1525 Boones Creek Road in Jonesboro, Tennessee, 37659. Now, you currently have your address hidden on your Google business profile. Do you still want it that way? Which I recommend if it's like a home, but it's up to you.
Yeah, that's my home address. I mean,
okay.
I don't want it boldly out there. I don't, they
exactly.
don't need to, I want them to call me. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want them to show up to your home.
I don't have any services offered out of my house. No. That's my address. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Not a problem. Now, my onboarding team is going to do a research in your area to find what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
House painting, interior and exterior.
Mm-hmm. Got that down.
Okay.
What
would the keywords be? I mean,
so
what you all know what these keywords are.
Exactly. Sure. So my onboarding team is going to, they're the ones who research your area. Now, from my experience, when I come across painters, typically what I get is interior, exterior painting. I get house painting. But another one that I get is cabinet painting. I'm not sure if that's something that you
do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Yeah, we're good at it, and that's good money.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I have that down for now. I'm just going to leave those. My onboarding team, when they have their call with you, they'll go more into detail of what keywords, and then you can decide which ones you want to pick. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I was actually going to mention that because I was just thinking that since I know my dad needed his balcony painted. Okay.
Yeah, we do that.
So decks as in painting decks, right?
Staining, painting.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, for your onboarding call, they call within an hour window. It's about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Wednesday, or even Thursday, if need be?
Okay, so 9:30 tomorrow morning. Would work for me.
Are you Eastern time.
I don't know where you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. We're Pacific time. So the earliest that we would be able to get you, the earliest we would be able to get you is because we come in at 7 a.m. It's going to be between 10 and 11 your time. Would that be okay?
Yeah. I'll be looking for your call.
Okay, so it'll be between 10 to 11. Let me put that down. I'm going to email you over also a Google invite for the call. So if you need to reschedule or anything, all you have to do is reply over to me. Okay. Now, you have the Google business profile, which is good. Okay, let me see what else I need. Okay, for Facebook page, do you have one for the business or not yet?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay, so we can make you one. That's not a problem. Okay, and you have your website already, so let me put that URL, that domain information in there for you also. Okay, and you have an option to do a call tracking feature. This is included. If you want it, it's completely up to you. Basically, what it does is it records all of the phone calls that go through. Now, it does give you a different number. So your clients will call the different number, but the calls still go directly to you. Would you like to add that feature?
Why?
Because it records everything.
Why?
Now, if your customers already know your phone number and you have your phone number advertised, personally, I wouldn't do it, but,
okay, I don't want to. Yeah, I got my phone number everywhere. That's what I want to sell. I want that phone number
exactly.
to go up and up and up. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's not do that. That's fine. And for your specific target areas, I know you already told me some cities, so can you repeat those cities for me again one more time? And then one by one so I can make sure I get the spelling right, please.
Okay. I live in Jonesboro, so of course we're going to do Jonesboro.
Okay.
And then Johnson City.
Johnson City?
Uh-huh.
I found it. Okay,
Johnson.
Perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
Kingsport.
Okay. All right, I got that one. I'm ready for the next one.
Bristol.
All right, let me make sure I got this one. Oh, Bristol. Okay, perfect. I got that one. I'm ready for the next one.
Elizabethton.
Got it. Oh, well, Elizabethton. I have a hard time pronouncing that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's Elizabethton.
Elizabethton. Yeah. All righty. All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Irwin.
Irwin, okay, found it. And ready for the next one.
Telford.
Can you spell that for me, please?
T is in Tom, E-L-F-O-R-D, Telford.
Perfect. Found it. All right. I'm ready for the next one.
That's good. Gray.
Perfect.
Good Gray. I'm sorry. Gray and Piney Flats. Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Okay.
And Piney Flats.
Gray.
P-I-N-E.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, let's look up Piney Flats. Okay, found that one. And when you said Gray, okay, yeah, it is a city, so it popped up. Perfect. Okay, is there any more?
No.
Okay.
Bluntville.
No.
Bluntville. Yeah, I'm sorry, Bluntville. I'm trying to think of all the towns. So if we can cover these towns, I'll blanket the Tri-Cities.
People in between
the Tri-Cities.
You said, what was the city called again? Bluntville?
Uh-huh. Bluntville.
Okay. Let me get the spelling of that, please.
B-L-O-U-N-T-V-I-L-L-E.
Perfect. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Did it pop up?
It did. I got it. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, any other ones?
No.
Okay. All right. And for your hours of operation, I have Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday closed. What's on your Google Business profile? Is that still accurate?
Yeah, I'll answer the phone on Saturday. That'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Okay. All right, perfect. So I got that down there.
We don't work Saturday.
Okay, but you still answered the phone. That's fine. That works. Because when people search for you, they're going to see if you're open or closed. And then if you're closed, they're obviously not going to call you. So that works just perfectly. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
I think it's both.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
I don't know. I'm pulling it out right now.
Okay. The billing address, is it your address, your home address?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
Yes. I am ready now.
Okay. The name on it is Clay Cooper. That's okay. But the business, this is my business card, and the business name is Cooper Painting. That's my legal business name. But
Clay
Cooper,
okay.
Yeah, that's my advertising business name. That's doing business ads. That's my DBA, Clay Cooper.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Good to know. I got that updated here on my end as well.
Okay.
And is it
on the card? It's.
I was going to ask, what type of card is it going to be?
A Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
4036-2309-0072-8885.
Okay. And expiration?
07 of 26.
07 of 26. And security code?
265.
Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you have three questions. You just have to pick one of them, and you can put whatever answer you want just as long as you remember it. So you can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do my city I was born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. This is going to be on the recorded line. It's going to outline our service agreement. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me so I can clear it up. And as soon as we go over it as well, I'm going to send you everything through email and through text message. So first thing, can you please state the name of your business?
Clay Cooper Painting.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner and president of Cooper Painting, which is the legal name.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would assume so. Just got to ask. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time we call you, we're going to ask you the security question so you know it's us. And I'm also going to send you a text message right now that's going to have our office line. That's the number we're going to be calling you from. And I also did include there my extension, so I'll still be in point of contact. If you have any issues, you can feel free to get in contact with me directly. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Let me ask you this. Hold on.
Of course.
Okay, so 877, that's your, okay, I'm calling that, let's see here, add to my contacts, okay, create new contacts, and your name?
My name is Laura, and L-A-U-R-A.
L-A-U-R-A, last name?
Sanchez.
Okay, and your company name?
Is Local, like local business, and then Splash, like a splash of water.
Local Business Splash.
Local Splash.
And you're Local Splash, but it's local, is it Local Splash or Local Business Splash?
It's Local Splash.
Okay. All right, so you're going to be calling me from that. That's the number that'll come through, so you'll pop up, and I'll know to answer it, and I'll know it's you.
Correct. Yes. That's the phone number we're going to be calling you from. Correct. And that's the number you get in contact with us as well.
Tell me what your extension is. It's on the other page. I don't want to go back to it, and I'll get out of
it. Oh, no, you're okay. My extension is 9270.
Okay, I got
it. Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? This is basically...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna reword this because it's a little confusing. Basically, what we're saying, you can't have two SEO companies doing the same thing because it will mess up your listing because we're working against each other. So pretty much what it's saying is if you start working with another search engine optimization company, that we ask that you let us know.
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, the only thing that we do is that you ask that if you do choose to cancel, please cancel 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving everything through text and also through email. So let me make sure everything gets sent over to you. I'm going to go over the terms and conditions as well, which is going to be everything in writing that we said we're going to do for you, and then we're pretty much already going to be done. And I'm also going to send you over a YouTube video that explains to you how to use your dashboard when your dashboard is up and running. So I'm going to text that over to you right now. And let me see if, okay, that if it was sent to you already. It looks like they haven't been sent out yet, so let me make sure. Okay. There we go. It looks like they're being sent now. Sometimes it takes a little bit. Okay. I'm going to text you over right now a link if you can open it up. And that's going to be the last thing we're going to do here. I just sent it over to you, so you should be receiving it at any second. And the link is going to...
You sent it.
Mm-hmm.
You sent, I guess you sent it twice. I'm already on it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it does send it. I send it again just to make it easier. Anyways, the terms and conditions is going to go over exactly what we're going to do, which is we're going to optimize that Google business profile, the directory submissions, which is what your account management team, when they call you, they're going to go over that. If you want us to make you a page on Yelp as well, we can do that for you. Also, it goes over those Facebook ads that we're going to run for you. It goes over exactly what we charge you and exactly what we're going to be charging you, so nothing more other than that. It also goes over being able to pause your service. You can do that at any time. We don't charge you for the month. It's just the same concept as the cancellation. Please just let us know 3 days before your billing is due. So the only thing I need is those two boxes clicked, and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just click on confirm.
Okay, I don't see what we agreed to as far as price. I don't see that on here.
Yes, so if you, I'm going to go over from the top with, oh, actually, it might be easier to go over it with you from the bottom.
Is it a base, wait a minute, is it a base rate and then every time somebody clicks on me, I get charged?
No. So let me read to you exactly what it says. It says payments. There's two boxes. So it says, so for today to get your month and your setup fee is $348, and then after that, it's just $249. So it's, I don't know if you can see the boxes. It's right on top of where it says seasonal hold, which is almost towards the bottom.
Yeah, I can see the check boxes. Like, I can check them. Mm-hmm. I just checked both of them. But what I don't see is... how much money I'm agreeing to pay. It's not on here.
Do you see where it says?
I see it.
Okay.
Yeah, 348. Initial cost is 348. And I had to scroll all the way down. It's a two-page thing.
Says,
I'm on my phone.
Okay, yeah. And then it says after that, monthly thereafter, which is 249. And that's it. Nothing more.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I checked it. So what do I need to type my name in?
You type in your name in name with the capital, the cap, two capital C's, you know, for Clay and Cooper, and then just confirm it. And it's going to take you into your dashboard or a dashboard login. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get your username and password. We're going to get all that information starting setting it up for you. That's how you're going to be logging into your dashboard. So as of right now, we have your call for tomorrow. It's going to be between 10 to 11. I should be the one that's calling you to introduce you to your account management team. If for whatever reason I'm busy, they're going to call you still regardless. But as I did mention, I am point of contact. So if you have any questions or anything about your account, please feel free to reach out to me directly as well. Okay?
Okay. And when you call me, are you going to call me from the number I stored so it'll pop your name up? Or will it be off of this number?
It would also be this number, but I can also call you from the actual main office line. But if you don't answer my call, I will still leave you. Or tomorrow, sorry. Tomorrow, we're going to call you from the office line. Sorry, I got a little bit of ahead of myself.
Cool.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's from the office. All right, perfect. And do you have any other questions for me?
I do not.
Well, thank you so much, Clay. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, by the way. It's been great.
Well, great. And you're right on time. I mean, right on time.
I'm glad. I'm very excited. All right. Well, thank you, Clay. You have a good rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Okay. You too. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And bye.